The news that six more foreigners have been kidnapped in Iraq comes a day after the release of a videotape showing three Japanese hostages. The insurgents are demanding that Japan withdraw its troops from Iraq. In Japan, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi told his country today that he would do no such thing. But Koizumi is facing perhaps the biggest crisis of his time as prime minister, with a populace already skeptical about Japanese involvement in Iraq. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Tokyo.
Japan's famous cherry blossom is in full bloom, but the warmth of spring was cooled somewhat today by the pictures from Iraq. Two aid workers and a journalist, blindfolded, with guns to their heads, being held no one knows where. The videotape has been played continuously on Japanese television. A group calling themselves the Mujahideen Brigade says the three will be burned alive if Japanese troops do not leave Iraq by Sunday. Prime Minister Koizumi convened a special cabinet meeting today and emerged sympathetic for the hostages, but resolute about Japan's commitment to the reconstruction of Iraq.
The most important thing is to rescue the hostages safely, but we should not give in to threats made by terrorists. I have no intention of withdrawing Japanese troops from Iraq, but we will do our utmost to rescue the hostages.
Koizumi spent enormous political capital pushing through the deployment of about 1,000 non-combat military personnel to Iraq. The mission is a major shift away from the purely defensive military stance Tokyo has adopted since its defeat in World War II. Tearful relatives of the three hostages met with the Japanese foreign minister today, and shortly afterwards, the mother of the youngest hostage, 18-year-old Noriaki Imai, made clear what she thought the government should do.
I want to request the government to withdraw our troops from Iraq as soon as possible in order to rescue my son and the other hostages safely. I can't understand the presence of Japanese troops in Iraq if our government just leaves Japanese civilians to their fate.
There is strong support for that view in the general public, and bewilderment among many as to why Japan should get involved in Iraq in the first place. But the anger is not universal. Many people here feel that after 50 years of living in Japan's pacifist post-World War II bubble, it's time for the country to reach out more to the world and participate, as they put it, like a normal country. The hostages will likely be discussed with U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney when he arrives in Tokyo on Saturday. The main worry now, though, is that this kidnapping is not the end of it all. Many believe some bigger attack could be planned, perhaps like the Madrid bombings of last month, to force the Japanese government to drop its support for the U.S. in Iraq. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Tokyo.